We are recording.
We are recording. Now, right?
Okay, we're in it. Okay.
I have actually had like a concern about starting, like doing a whole episode and getting done and going, oops. Because we did like 10 minutes that one time.
It was like 10 minutes.
And I was suddenly like, but it wasn't like a full session.
But we did start it over, right?
We did.
We did.
We started it over.
Yeah, it was fine. It would have been better the first go around. Yeah. But
which episode was that?
Ooh, I don't know, because we're in what episode?
We're in double digits now.
Are we?
We're in double digits. Yeah. We may actually be episode 11, but it's at least double digits now. I don't know how far.
Are we double digits and our followers too? I think so.
I think so. If we count ourselves multiple times, then yes, definitely.
Fuck off. Of course. Of course we do.
We're our own followers.
I subscribed 3 times. Yeah. I made 3 different Google profiles just so I could subscribe extra.
That's just because you forget your passwords. That's actually.
Fuck off. Because you're right. Because
yeah.
You're right.
Yeah. So what are we going to talk about this time?
Okay. So we're kind of go off track, right?
We are. I think so.
Laughlin. Yeah. Laughlin.
Which is not Vegas.
It's not.
Vegas adjacent in many ways.
Yeah.
It's Las Vegas. For those of you who don't know about Laughlin, Nevada.
Yeah. What are the coordinates? I should probably pull that up.
Coordinates? Yeah. No. I mean, you drive south.
Right. For an hour and 20 minutes.
About an hour
right?
and 20 minutes.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And then
you're back in Las Vegas.
You drive through a town that you have to make sure you go 20 miles per hour through.
Oh my gosh. If you do not, you will get pulled over.
You will get pulled. It's one of those. Yeah. It's like there's no reason other than this town doesn't live on the tourism.
No.
It lives on the gas station because you got to gas up on the way to Laughlin.
There's a McDonald's there, so that helps out a lot.
You got to get food.
Yeah.
You know, that's for the locals.
Yeah.
And then you have got tickets. Speeding tickets.
A lot of speeding tickets. I love when I slow down to 20 miles an hour and people fly by me and I'm like,
good luck. That.
Yeah. Good luck. Good luck. But anyway, on our way to Laughlin.
On our way to
right?
Laughlin.
On our way to Laughlin.
Oh, by the way, it's Food Strip Podcast.
Oh, welcome.
Yeah,
episode.
Welcome.
Who cares?
Yeah.
Right.
Double digits.
Yeah. 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 You're
which
right.
I get to say that for a long time now.
You're right.
It's episode double digits.
Stupid. You're so sick. You're right, though.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Okay. Why we chose to do a Laughlin episode.
So we've been to Laughlin twice in the past year.
Right.
And
right.
The food is so
bad. So bad. It is so bad. Except for the steakhouse, which is, what's it called? Prime, I believe.
It's the steakhouse in Harrah's.
Yeah. Which is another story.
We'll get there. We'll get there.
We do have to get there.
But most of the food, your options are, yeah, good cocktail.
This is so good.
Makes a difference when you make it with a nice liqueur.
Oh my gosh. I haven't had a sidecar in I can't tell you how long, but this is so fucking
good. It's fresh lemon. Makes a difference. It's actually a nice orange liqueur and a VSOP cognac. So you got all the nice things.
I'm drinking it and my mouth is watering.
For the thing that you're looking at,
so
just
good.
Drinking.
I know, it's so good. Anyway.
But you've got, let's see, you have some chain places, right?
Mm-hmm.
You got your typical Denny's, Outback, Sbarro-like place. Mm-hmm. You've got
kind of a what is it? What's that? Panda, right?
Yep.
What's it called? Pickup Sticks?
Pickup Sticks.
Oof, we'll get there, too. Yep.
So you've got your typical chain places, then a couple try-hard local places.
Which are?
Well, Guy Fieri's put his name on one.
No.
El Burro Borracho Guy Fieri's. But which, if you don't know anything about, like, listen.
Which translates into don't go.
Donkey something.
No, I've seen that show. I'd rather see the show than eat the food. So.
And, yeah, it's... If you know anything about Guy Fieri's restaurants, he doesn't give a shit what he puts his name on.
No.
I mean, he really doesn't.
No.
I mean,
all his money goes into those blonde tipsies guys.
Yeah. So. It's a lot of money to keep them up. Yeah.
But that was our only option, right?
You got a little diner type of things that I honestly worry about the food poisoning, but, you know.
Are you talking about breakfast, when we went to breakfast that
Well,
morning?
Just any. There's a good number of, like... Diner, little cafe, like boardwalk cafe things mm-hmm. that are just, you're going there to get a flat top grill.
And diarrhea.
Patty melt uh-huh. and diarrhea. Yeah. Yeah.
Yep. Anyway. And what a way to start out an episode, ooh, right? Diarrhea.
Yeah, yeah.
Perfect.
Let's talk about that.
I have a feeling we're going to. I mean, so, last episode was what? Cereal? We talked about cereal quite a bit.
We talked about cereal.
Last episode.
I liked cereal.
Where do we begin? I think we start with check-in.
Oh, we're going. Lovely. We're actually going through the experience.
Well, why not? Do the people not want to know?
I mean, we can talk about it.
I feel like somebody's got to know this story.
Someone needs to know the story.
Right? It has to be documented somewhere.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So Jerome booked a really shitty room.
Fuck off. Please.
This whole time he's talking up this nice new tower with these new rooms.
Talk up. Mm-hmm. Please. The first thing I said to you.
He's like, it's worth the extra money to stay in these rooms.
No, you can fuck all the way off because the first thing I said to you was, it's Laughlin. Please do not get your hopes up here. Like, mm-hmm. it's bottom of the barrel. But I love it because it's bottom of the barrel. Like,
yeah.
Nobody knows me. I can go there. I can stay in the room if I want to. I can gamble if I want to. And nobody mm-hmm. fucking talks to me.
Yeah, it's great.
And so I love it, right? Okay. So fast forward to check-in.
Checking in. Mm-hmm.
I booked a renovated room mm-hmm. in a renovated tower.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I know. I'm sure you did. This is the story.
How many fucking sidecars have you had today?
Well, it's the first one, sure.
Okay.
But check-in's taking. I'm standing by the bags, and check-in is taking.
Right, because I don't travel lightly, and also we had a ton of groceries, right? Because we were there for like what, 4 days, 3 days?
Yeah, and didn't you pick me up from the airport? So I
did.
So I had my luggage from New York from a week in New York.
I did.
You had your stuff. So we had a lot of luggage and groceries.
Right.
So I'm just standing by the bags, holding them down. And this check-in is taking way too long.
So I was like, no. Here, let me take care of this. All right? I'll take care of it. Fine. So I hand her my ID. And she's like, you know, she's on her ding, ding, ding. She's on the computer. And she's like, oh, there was an incident in your room. And we're going to have to put you in a different tower.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, of course, I'm like, excuse me? What? But I paid for the renovated room. Oh, we're going to put you on a higher floor. It's a great room. It's nice. You have a view, you know. Yeah, a lot more than what you would have gotten with the...
A lot more.
Yeah, with the renovated tower. Mm-hmm. And I was like, okay. So what are you going to do for me in the long run?
Nothing.
Here, right?
Nothing was offered, by the
She's
way.
She's like, well, we'll give you a call. We'll call you as soon as things.
I've heard that before.
You can switch rooms.
Don't call me. I'll call you. I'll call you. Don't worry, like tomorrow. Yeah, we'll do this again. I'll call you.
It's not me. It's you.
Mm-hmm.
and so she's like, I'll call you tomorrow. And you can switch rooms if you want to, you know. But
which we should have taken her up on that in retrospect.
Yeah, but who wants to do that?
I don't want to do that.
I've already put my stuff away.
We had so much
like,
stuff.
Like, I'm not going to do that.
No, we weren't
no,
going to
I'm not going to haul all of my stuff to the other side of the casino.
No, it's not going to happen. No.
So I was very nice, which I try to be in these situations because this is not her fault. Right.
It's not her fault. It's the golfers that were there who trashed the room.
That's right.
That's what
there
it was.
There was a golf tournament
and
there.
And some golfers had gone in the room and trashed it, Ozzy Osbourne style. Yeah. I don't know if he trashed rooms, but that's what I imagine.
What was his big claim
to
fame?
He
bit the head off of a bat.
Yeah,
that's
so I imagine that goes hand in hand with trashing a hotel room.
And golf. Of course, right?
I mean, yeah, it has to be.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, fine. Okay, great. So I leave the front desk and I let you know what's going on. And you're like, okay, great. Right.
Adventure time.
Sure. Let's do that. Needless to say, the room was old, right? It was old.
Yeah, very old.
Once we found it.
We made it up to the room.
Oh, shit. I forgot about that.
Because in that tower, not only were the rooms not done, the elevators were also from the 60s. And
they were broken.
We thought we were going to die.
Right. So we had to use the service elevator.
Yep.
Yeah. Hello, Tower of Terror.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
And the rest of the trip, only one of the elevators was functional for that entire tower, which meant dinner at 6, make sure you leave by 5:30 a.m.
So dinner at 6:45 when we get when we walk down.
Oh, my gosh.
Were we on floor?
We were up there.
We were pretty high up there. So walking,
taking the stairs took a while. I did it once.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Poof.
I did it once.
No.
But we get to the room. It's old.
It's old. But it's fine.
The bathroom is...
I didn't realize.
That bathroom was...
Yeah.
I think we put towels on the floor.
Of
the bathtub.
The bathtub, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Towels. In order to take a shower, because I was like, no. But, I forgot my flip-flops.
But course, I did have something I really, really loved about these rooms.
What?
So we're sitting down. It's a two-bed setup.
Yeah.
Jerome's sitting down, and I'm sitting down. We throw some, whatever it's called, Roku on the TV.
Right. Always travel with a Roku, by the way.
Yeah, oh, absolutely. Always. You have to. It's the best way.
Yeah.
So we got that plugged in. We pick a show, and I'm sitting down. I turn to my right to look at Jerome, and all I see is the world's most gigantic lampshade. We're talking, no joke, like 3 feet in diameter.
I could have worn it as a skirt.
I mean, sure.
Yeah.
It was gigantic. It was you had to lean forward, like on your knees, towards the edge of the bed to lean forward to talk to the other person.
And we're not talking about like some classy, like, oversized, beautiful lamp. It was straight up from like 1962.
It was that tan, just standard shaped, gigantic.
You touch it and you're going to put a hole in it. You know what I mean? Like that kind of deal. Mm-hmm.
So that went on the floor. And it took up the entire space between the two beds.
We did put it on the floor. There was no... We couldn't put it anywhere else,
because
right?
You could. It also took up the entire nightstand, too. So you want to put anything else on that nightstand.
Right. Which, I mean...
So that was... That was my favorite part.
Was strike two, really.
There was actually a lot of strikes.
I know. But what were we going to do?
I mean, really.
Switch hotels?
Oh, we're going to... I would take my business elsewhere. I mean...
No, we're here.
That. We're here.
It's Laughlin.
They know it.
Here we are.
They know, yeah. Which, look, for the price...
For the price, it was...
This is why you do Laughlin.
Right.
You get away for a weekend for $80 bucks.
Truly, though. Truly.
Yeah.
I think our dinner cost more than the hotel room.
I think so.
By the end of...
Probably.
All of it.
Probably. But...
So, what do you do when the room is not up to par? When you have to put towels down in the bathtub? You open a bottle of wine.
Yeah, absolutely.
Right? Mm-hmm. Yeah. So... I mean, it really wasn't even that comfortable. So we opened the bottle of wine and we're sitting there and we're like, no.
Oh, that bottle of wine.
We can.
Ooh, tasted like it was. It tasted like.
Tasted like feet.
Yeah. I mean, you can always tell when.
It was feet.
You know that taste you get when you're like, I wonder if this bottle was corked. Imagine a wine that sought to just have that be its flavor.
Yeah.
It was a bottle of corked wine.
I mean,
was so bad.
Ooh. I'm a homosexual. I've had a lot of things in my mouth, and that is one thing I don't want in my mouth.
So
okay,
bad.
I don't. Feel free to cut that out if you need to, but
I'm not making edits.
Know. Please. Why would you?
That's so difficult.
Right? Why do you think we don't do video anymore?
I have to find the spot I got to cut out. I could not be sitting here in my Mickey Mouse pajama pants if we were doing video.
I was going to call you out, but they weren't Donald Duck, so like I was like, it's fine.
These are much more flimsy and...
I do like the sweatshirt, though. Like,
yes.
I'm here for it. Is it new?
This is the Life Series merch that Becky and I have been waiting for. We were supposed to get these before Christmas, and we got
our Jeff Lewis merch.
Exactly.
Oh, got it.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yeah.
Haven't found the email.
But stuff we actually got, yeah.
Okay. No,
but
I love it.
I love it. I love the color. It's like a cream.
It's like, yeah. And it's good quality.
This is like actually stitched in as
opposed
to
the screen
print.
The sweatshirt, period. Yeah. It's like good quality.
It's really good quality.
All right, fine.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're in Las Vegas where it's 72 degrees outside and we're wearing sweatshirts. Got it.
It's
69.
It's 69 degrees.
Fine.
And I almost put on a scarf.
Right. For everybody else, it's shorts and flip flops.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. Anyway.
I was in
Bend last weekend.
Ugh.
Snow. Okay.
Sick.
17 degrees.
Nope.
At night.
Nope.
I thought I was going to fucking die.
We used to live in these cold places. Yeah, that's the right. Sad part.
True.
But we can't, not anymore. Someone today said, Jack, you've become, Vegas has made you soft. And I'm like, you have no idea.
Well, yeah. Sorry about that.
You have no idea.
Sorry about that.
So I asked them how their temperature was. And they're like, oh, it's great. It's going to be like 60 degrees for the next 3 days. I'm like, okay.
Well, at least the sun is out. Huh? Yeah. Mm-hmm, yeah. Mm-hmm. That's good.
Maybe not. But I don't know.
I can't even imagine. I was like,
I can't do it anymore.
I was like, there's no way I could ever live in this climate ever again. Like, Las Vegas is it. Give me the sun.
Dry.
145 degrees and the sound of a slot machine.
Yeah.
All day long.
Give me those Wheel of Fortune machines every time I go to the airport.
I don't even
airport.
Care what the sound is. Just give it to me. As long as it's hot, I'm good to go.
Yeah.
Anyway, back to Laughlin, which it is warmer in Laughlin than it is.
It's further south. It is so here. I suppose. Yeah.
So, okay, where were we? We got the lamp. We got the bathtub. We got the terrible wine.
So we're like, let's go gamble.
Yeah.
So, which honestly,
you're not a gambler.
I'm not a gambler, but I enjoy gambling in Laughlin.
I know there's something about it.
Because it's, you know, when you go to the casinos here, it's all the high class fancy machines, right?
Yeah.
In Laughlin, you can still find the kind of older.
It's the old school machine, right? I want the real. Give me the reals.
And to be honest, for the most part, we didn't have this luck the whole time, but for the most part, the cocktail servers find you with a little more frequency.
Mm-hmm.
And so you can stay topped up while you gamble.
Also, we stick out like a sore thumb.
A little bit.
So, you know, I mean, that has a little bit to play in it, but we always had a cocktail. For the most part, I feel like we did pretty well gambling.
We did pretty well both trips, actually, because
because
we were playing a little bit smart. We weren't like just going ham on the button.
True.
But we were playing, making sure that we were doing like the couple of the machines that we found, you could do a max bet for like $1.50 or $1.50 or $2.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Versus a lot of the newer machines, a max bet's going to run you $5-6 even on a penny machine.
I'm not doing that.
That's a lot of money going out the door.
You know how many fucking haircuts I'd have to do for that? Are you kidding me?
Well, if you win it and you win it back, you're fine.
Mm-hmm. No. Mm-mm. Sorry.
But yeah. When we were down, it was fine because we got a drink or two out of it.
Sure.
Right? Like we went to this wonderful like the bar area at one
Aquarius?
Of Aquarius, I think. At Aquarius the next morning. Where we got Bloody Marys.
Morning. Yeah. Uh-huh.
It's always morning somewhere. to get some Bloody Marys.
Yeah.
And like we sat there and got two really delicious Bloody Marys.
That was Edgewater.
Edgewater.
It looks like a dirty fucking casino because it is, but the Bloody Mary at Edgewater.
Yeah, it was
at the bar in the back. Bar.
You have to go all the way to the back.
All the way to the back.
There's a little tiny corner bar.
Yep.
And the guy
overlooks the river. You can see the Colorado River. Yeah, it's nice.
You can see the bottom of the Colorado River because it's a puddle. But they've got like all the cayenne peppers and black pepper and spices, all Tabasco, all lined up, and they're doing the most in your little small plastic Dixie cup.
What was his name? I can never remember anybody's fucking name. Right? I wasn't even drunk.
Did we not write it down? We probably did
somewhere,
but I don't know where I wrote it.
Yeah, I wrote it down somewhere.
I wrote it down.
Yeah, so probably on a napkin somewhere.
Yeah, probably.
It's in my other bra. Sorry about it.
But yeah. Fantastic, you know.
Great. He took pride in making that Bloody Mary.
But the thing is, you're sitting there and you're going, okay, if I had just ordered this, they would have charged me $15.
Easy.
Right?
Yeah.
And you sit there and
you put in $20 in the machine. That's the minimum.
And you have to bet at least 3/4.
Correct.
And you're good to go.
And then your little light turns green in the back, and that's how the bartender knows that they can comp your cocktails.
The green light limit at Laughlin is lower than Vegas.
Correct.
Which I appreciate.
Correct. I do appreciate that.
You can
that
throw
as
a 20
well.
In, they're like, okay, what do you want?
They're like, yeah, what can I get for you?
And you're like,
yeah.
cash
it out. Right. And I'm going to slide it back in. Right. No, that's not how it works. It doesn't work that way. But
honestly, they don't care. As long as their manager doesn't get mad. If it's the manager, they do. If it's not the manager, they just go by it. The light's green. I'm going to bring you a cocktail now.
True.
And I'll bring you more when you're out.
So I did appreciate his, we had what, maybe two Bloody Marys? We had two while we were there. Yeah. And I still cashed out with, I think, like $15 or something like that.
Yeah. I think I made, like, I was never up a lot the first, second trip we actually hit a couple, $100 up, $200 up.
Second trip was good.
Yeah. But the first trip was good. We would be up like 20, down five, but always with a cocktail or two. So it never felt like losing a lot of money.
No, never.
It was just something to pass the time, sit and chat, which is honestly, if you're going to go to Laughlin, that's the reason why you want to go to Laughlin.
Well, there's nothing else to do. Nothing else to do. So if you go with somebody that you don't enjoy, good luck.
If you're with someone who likes to go places to do things,
right,
you're going to be in trouble.
Right.
Versus my ideal vacation is, it's 3 p.m. Can we go back to the room yet?
Totally. Yeah.
That's me.
Yeah. No. Right.
Yeah. And so that's why it's great.
I mean, it took me how long to get ready? It took me like 2 hours to get ready?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
I was sitting there
Video. Doing whatever the hell you were doing. I was in the bathroom doing the most. Mm-hmm. Boom, boom. Mm-hmm. But it is just, it's kind of like, it's leisure, right?
It is.
We do things at leisure. We played bingo.
Played bingo? Yeah.
We played bingo
three times total. Once the first trip, and then twice. Because I got to call bingo at the second go-around.
You sure did.
Yep. So I won my price of admission plus a little bit more back.
Yeah, you won like $40, didn't you?
On a $26 ticket?
$26, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, cool.
So fine. Two free cocktails.
Unlike the third time you went to play bingo, where I think there were so many people in the room, there would be 9 winners. They're like, pay every winner $7. And I'm like, oh my God.
Which, you know what? A win is a win.
A win's a win. You get to call bingo.
Yeah.
Make everyone mad.
A win is a win, right?
Yep. Because I think I had to share mine with one other person.
I think it was like two.
One or two.
I think it was like two other people. Yeah, but fine.
Yeah,
like, whatever.
I'll take it.
Yeah. I should actually post that video on our foods trip.
Yes, you should do it. Of us sitting there.
Yeah.
We look both so videos. Bored. We look so bored.
We do look bored.
But it was so much. Honestly, it's fun.
It is fun. It's fun. I mean, can you imagine if we actually had to daub the paper bingo situation?
I can't do that.
No,
cannot keep up.
Give me the digital stuff. I need him to come around, give me my two free cocktails, and I can just sit there and watch the computer
screen. Which the first time we did this bingo, by the way, I think that whoever's doing the cocktails made them with bathwater. I don't know what was wrong with these cocktails. We didn't even finish. When's the last time you've not finished a cocktail?
Who are you talking to?
You didn't finish that cocktail?
No, I did not.
I didn't.
No,
I did not. I couldn't. I mean.
No.
I could think of one other cocktail I haven't finished in a while, but I probably shouldn't say who made it.
Did I make it? Who made it?
No.
Who?
I can't tell you who made it. She probably listens.
Oh my gosh, I love a mojito. Yum.
She knows I didn't finish it. She knows she made it wrong.
She wouldn't care. She didn't even know what a mojito was when she made it.
No. Yeah.
Love her.
I get handed a mojito. Love. I'm like, sure, I love a mojito. I sit there and I went, not a mojito, but I don't know. I don't know her at this point.
Look, thinking about being her for Halloween. That's how much I love her. But the bitch doesn't know how to make a cocktail.
Yeah. So okay. I talked to her once at this point.
Mm.
And she hands me a mojito.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, great.
Yep. Yeah.
So Jerome is watching me sip this thing 4 or 5 times before he decides to have one. And he's like, what's wrong with this?
Yeah. I was like,
is yours? I'm like, mine's the same way.
Did I not say something? That's not like me to not say anything.
You didn't say anything at first because you didn't know until you had one. And meanwhile, I'm trying to sip it to be nice because I don't know this person.
Okay, but I'm not nice. I said something to her, didn't I?
And I'm like, I don't have to drink it now.
Okay. Yeah, I was like, bitch, okay. Just because it's fresh mint doesn't mean it was good. Anyway.
Yeah, right. But...
love her. Love.
But that's about what our first cocktail tasted like.
Yeah. Which, I mean...
look,
We're in Laughlin,
but that was bad. The second time go around at bingo, the other person knew what they were doing, so it was fine.
That is true.
Mm-hmm. I mean, how hard do you mess up with drinks we were having? I was drinking gin and tonics most of the weekend.
No,
you were not. You were drinking either vodka tonics.
Vodka tonic or a screwdriver.
Or a screwdriver. You drink vodka. You can't. You shouldn't be able to mess either of those drinks up. You shouldn't be able to.
Yeah.
That's why I say you can't, because they did.
They did.
But.
They did.
But let's talk about some food.
Oh, is that what we're here for?
We're here for that.
I don't know. I think we're transitioning into like, I don't know. This is like chat.
Well, yeah.
Central.
We should come back to food at some point.
I mean, we
because
will.
Because there were
we
some
eventually.
Fantastic food experiences.
We did have some good food.
We had some fantastic food experiences.
Experiences.
So.
Okay. Okay, wait.
Everyone loves a good steak.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Hold on. No,
where
no, no,
you,
no.
Where do you go for your steak?
No, no, no. We're going to...
I go to
Don't
the Outback.
Don't set me up for that. Don't do that.
I love going to the Outback, mate. You know why?
It's the Bloomin' Onion that
the
gets
Bloomin'
me.
Onion?
Yeah, it's
right?
The Bloomin' Onion.
Those Aussie fries.
Fuck me. So, okay, wait. We didn't talk about... We didn't finish Guy. Neither one of us ordered actual food.
No, we did not. Because it was bad. We could tell from the get-go. Literally,
did we have
this,
a margarita?
This
I think we did.
Guy Fieri's restaurant probably had a margarita. This Guy Fieri's restaurant has got a picture of Guy Fieri. The rest of it is clearly just...
TGI Fridays.
This is a Mexican restaurant that they bought the rights to put Guy Fieri's name on to get more foot traffic.
Sure. Yep, I'm here for that. Yeah.
And then you just name your cocktail Flava Town and you're good to go.
I remember I ordered a quesadilla.
Oh, yeah. Like a $12 quesadilla?
And you had...
I don't remember.
I can't remember what you had, but I remember the waitress being like, wow, really?
That's all you're ordering? No meat? She goes, no meat, huh?
She goes, you guys are boring.
Uh-huh.
And I was like...
Because she actually said, no meat, huh? You guys are boring.
She did say, no meat, huh?
I'm like, well, this is Laughlin.
I was like, there's enough meat here, girl. Okay. All right.
So we had that terrible food.
Yeah.
We had we decided to get like basically a Lian Chin type of a lunch.
Okay.
There was an attempt at a Capriotti sandwich, which was a lot of fake meat for me. A lot of fake meat for me.
I mean, but really, I mean, nobody's complaining here because we knew what we were getting ourselves into.
But
it's all chain
goodness.
Business.
But honestly, the best meal I had there was, well, one, the Smashburger olive oil tots.
Oh, right.
From a Smashburger.
Right. Which are a must. I feel like you should.
Good.
Yeah, they are.
And then
are
there
a
was
must.
Like getting like a Sbarro's like pizza at
was
a
fine.
PT's Express.
Which was fine.
I actually really liked the slice of pizza.
Did you?
I really liked it. Yeah.
Okay.
I would
so this is the issue. You being vegetarian, it's hard for you to eat anywhere. It doesn't even matter.
That's just in general, but
let alone Laughlin, that adds another layer to the situation.
But it's like if there's a place, there's usually something I can eat. But even looking at the meat dishes that
you
were coming out.
You don't always want just a fucking tater tot, though.
No, I don't.
Do you know what I mean?
No, I don't. But even looking at like the meat dishes coming out, like for example, so we went to Outback. Let's just call this out, right? We go to Outback. We're like, okay, the Aussie fries are just freezer French fries from Costco with Colby Jack cheese sprinkled and melted on it and bacon bits.
Which is not what I remember from back in the day.
It's definitely not what they were, but it is what is on the menu now when I looked it up afterwards.
Right. Soggy, flat, just, Monterey Jack, some bacon bits.
I mean, thrown in the microwave. I can make that at home.
Oh my gosh, I was so upset. I wasn't even really that upset, but...
You had a gigantic plate.
I did have and that was the half order.
Yeah.
Right?
Oh my goodness. Could you imagine if you'd done the full dang thing?
No.
I mean, it was a huge plate of
fries.
Huge.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And then I had a wedge. I had a wedge salad, which was, okay, I love a wedge.
But this wedge.
No.
It was just chopping the head of lettuce in half and bringing it out.
No. And it looked like the lettuce had been there for at least a week.
Well, they pre-chop them. They don't actually
it's
cook anything.
It's iceberg. How hard is it to chop an iceberg?
I mean, that's a safety hazard. So they arrive pre-chopped and frozen. You just you thaw the lettuce out.
Lord.
You just send it out along with your fixins on the side.
I mean,
ew.
I will tell you my my wedge from Top of the World was top notch. It was great. Yeah, no,
I
it was
would
great.
Hope so.
Yeah, no, it was
it
great.
It looked good.
Well, for $22, it better be great. You know, iceberg, it better be great.
I mean, you probably paid, what, $16 for your wedge at Outback, so.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah. So,
yeah,
I mean,
it was.
It's not, unfortunately.
Yeah, I know.
What
I
restaurants know. Charge for a quarter head of lettuce nowadays?
Anyway, you had soup? You
that
had like
potato soup.
Potato soup, right.
That was just.
Right. Minus the bacon.
Cold. It was like gazpacho temperature. Oh. And it was flavorless. Well, it was like opening up a can of Progresso potato soup and just.
Which probably would have been better.
Probably would have. I mean, this had. Imagine potato soup with no chunks. It's potato puree.
Listen, I know everybody that is actually listening to this. They're like, you went to the Outback. What the fuck do you expect?
Well, this is true. This is the best thing you can get in Laughlin, though.
True.
That's the thing.
Right. This was our. This was like the top notch here. Yeah. This is what we could get. So here we are.
Outside of the other steakhouse at in Harrah's.
Okay, but wait. We're not done with the Outback.
I'm done with the Outback.
Are you, oh, well, no, I'm absolutely done with the Outback, but I'm...
Jerome, you want to go back? All right, let me make reservations right now.
Sorry, there's a 30-minute wait.
Get some to go.
I'll bring my own bloomin' onion.
Oh, my goodness.
Thank you. Can we talk about the woman that sat next to us?
Oh, please do.
Harrah's? I don't even know really where to begin with this woman. So
send her husband.
This poor guy. We sat down... there was nobody next to us, right? When we sat down?
Right. That table had just been
the table to the right of us. Yeah. So we sit down, we order whatever, and then here comes this older couple.
Yeah. They look like a regular.
Fine.
Just yeah, wouldn't just, have guessed
just,
anything.
Just an older couple on a date night.
Right.
Fine. Whatever.
Yeah.
So they sit down, and automatically, this woman starts to complain. She complains that, was it the water was
that,
given to her
that
first?
That they gave her water first.
They gave her
so
water
first. That's so sexist that the woman has to have the water first.
Correct. Why couldn't they give you the water first? And her poor husband, head down in his water, is not even paying any fucking attention
to
her.
I mean,
her,
what's the point of this?
She is
this
talking at him, not to him.
The nice thing is he learned, I'm sure many years ago, that... whether or not he responds, the conversation doesn't change.
Right.
So that saves him a lot of effort.
Right. So.
But they order their appetizers and food and all that.
Oh, right. Did the bread come? The bread didn't come.
Not yet.
Right?
They said, we'll be having your salad out. They come over and say, oh, we'll have your salad out in just a second.
And she's got a problem with that because the bread didn't come
first.
What
about our bread? We'll bring that with the salad.
No. I want my bread first.
Verbatim. And they're like, okay.
And she's like, the waitress is like, okay, do we call them waitress? What do we call them?
Sure.
I don't know. I'm trying to be all inclusive here.
Let's call her Janine.
Okay, so Janine is like, okay, I'll have somebody bring that out for you. And she's like, I want it now.
And Janine never comes back.
Janine vowed to never come back.
I think she came back when she had
to this table.
But she was so scarce the rest of the night.
Right. I think she was like, if I go back to that table, I'm going to flip it over. And I'm going to hurt this fucking woman. Right.
So she gets her bread.
So Janine is a woman of color. Mm-hmm. Right. Okay. Fine. Does that mean anything to the story? Yes.
Yeah.
It always does.
Yeah.
So
the bread arrives.
Bread arrives.
It's devoured in about 2 seconds.
Uh-huh. And then
the salad comes out.
Then the salad comes out. They eat the salad.
No. The salad comes out, but the bread is empty. So while the salad's being delivered, she just raises her hand and points her finger at the bread.
She puts her index finger on the bread board.
Yep.
And says, more bread.
Did she even say anything or just... points at him.
She did. She said more bread.
More bread.
But then, like, the server was like, wait, what? What? And she just kept tapping on the board for the bread.
Yeah. My microphone is, like, not. It needs a blue pill. It won't stay up.
No. It's all the sidecars.
It affects your performance.
Sometimes. So in the meantime, this woman keeps staring over at our table like she can't help it.
Because we had bread that we didn't eat.
Right.
Just sitting there.
Right. And so she is eyeballing that shit. Like,
she's eyeballing your plate of fries.
Oh, yeah. She's wondering why I'm not eating.
Soup.
Right.
My whatever else I had that I ate half a bite of.
Right. Meanwhile, to the left, we have some woman. She's got her legs up, practically on your
lap. On my lap, pretty much.
Yeah.
Like, her feet were up on the, because it's like a shared bench kind of situation.
Right. And so she is just lounging around.
And she's
she is,
when I sat down,
she's at home.
She's like, I'm not going to put my feet down. What? Right. She's also on her phone for a while, too, talking to somebody.
True.
In the restaurant.
I mean,
gotta love it.
Welcome to Laughlin.
I mean, seriously. Right? But my favorite couple was actually on the other side of Bread Woman. This couple out on a date.
They got us. They understood.
We were making eye contact with them. 100%. They were just sitting watching the show of these tables around us.
Like, this woman on the other side, she was like flabbergasted. She was like, what is happening here? What is going on? I almost wanted to get up and leave with them so we could talk about,
I mean, seriously,
the whole situation. Mm-hmm. But
could have made some
I had
friends.
To finish my plate of fries.
I know.
You know? Which I did not.
No.
I think I had like three.
Oh, yeah. It was, I mean,
it was terrible.
They weren't even, I mean, because here's honestly, like, if you imagine, oh, okay, well, that's good. You know, okay, listen, a restaurant makes you hot fries with fresh cheese melted over it.
Mm.
Even if it's the wrong cheese and the wrong fries, I can get with that. The fries were not fresh, and the cheese had been melted at some time in the past. Because it was like that state it gets to after the cheese has cooled down after being melted and then brought out to you.
It was Outback. It was fine. Whatever.
Sure.
Right? We didn't eat.
We didn't eat.
Basically.
We were like, well, we made that mistake.
Yeah. Good thing we know how to go to the grocery store before.
Yes. Which.
Which it worked out. Yeah. Except for that jerky that you bought. That was that plant-based jerky.
That Beyond jerky.
No, it needed some spice.
It needed some spice. It did need black peppercorn something.
Yeah, I feel like if it had a little bit of spice,
because it was like it was like a bland jerky.
It was
just no flavor.
Yeah.
When have I? This is what I was trying to think. When have I had a plain jerky? I always get like.
It was like a beef flavored bowl of oatmeal.
Yeah, okay, that works.
Right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Don't do that.
It wasn't good. I'm sure some people love it, but it wasn't good.
I was never a huge jerky fan, but I'm like, okay, let's try it. Let's see what this jerky's like.
I love jerky.
I know.
I love jerky. Okay, so Outback, fine, whatever. Did we gamble after that? Where did we go? I think we were done after that.
Maybe.
I think it was like, all right, fine.
Maybe we gambled. Maybe we didn't.
Yeah, whatever. Next day. What did we do the next day? That was... Bingo.
I don't know what trip that was. That was trip two, I think. We did more bingo. But we ended both trips at the steakhouse at Hank's.
Prime. Mm-hmm.
Which,
yes,
honestly,
Prime. It's fine.
It's good. Like, and even for me, there was some good options of stuff I could have, right? Not like giant entree things, but like plentiful sides. Yeah. I was not hungry, right?
I can't remember what you had the first time. Second time, I know you had the pasta.
That's right. It was actually good pasta.
It was good.
It was good pasta.
Yeah, it was good.
Salads are fine. Mm-hmm. Soups are fine. So plenty for me to eat. And then obviously your typical steak, pork chop, fish setup, right? The only problem was a little bit of temperature control, not in the food, but the first time we were there, it was BYO blanket.
Oh, my.
It was so cold.
When you have to use the tablecloth as a blanket.
More napkins, please.
I think...
Just using them as a shawl.
I think we've got a problem here.
It was so cold. I don't know why.
It was so cold.
And it was the end of the summer, but like that AC needs to be turned down a little bit.
I can't remember. It was still cold in there last time we were there. It was cold. But not as cold.
Yeah. Well, we both had like bundled up, so ready for
it. Yeah. I had a full fucking trench coat on, so yeah. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
But I mean, to sum it all up, Laughlin.
It's Laughlin, like, right?
It's an easy getaway.
Look, if what you want is, I want to go someplace to just get away.
Yeah.
And you want to sit at a slot machine, gamble away.
And live your life.
And have, right? Honestly, go for the pizza. I feel like the pizza places, the pizzas were fine.
I agree. And so that was even at the end of the night.
Yeah.
That was like... It was like 10, 11 o'clock at
night. So like, get yourself some pizzas.
Agreed.
You're going to be okay.
Agreed.
Whether it's a actual pizza place, a by the slice place, or by the pie place, or the Sbarro's place. Like, I feel like, look, you know what you're getting.
Pizza. Yeah.
Get yourself some pizza. Yeah. Bring yourself some hummus from the grocery store before you leave.
The nice part about Harris.
Eat a Starbucks sandwich, you know.
Ew. which was not good last time.
It was not good.
Yeah, and if you're trying to use the app at Harrah's at the Starbucks.
Oh, it was working yesterday.
Don't.
They have a sign up that is closed, but they'll always tell you it was working yesterday.
Uh-huh. I'm sorry, sir. The app isn't working. Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Sure. Next day. I'm sorry, sir. The app isn't working.
It's working yesterday.
Right. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I don't. The nice thing about Harrah's, they do have refrigerators in their room.
Oh, yeah.
So that's nice.
Right.
Because when I went last time, I stayed at the Tropicana.
Now, a lot of times you can ask for like a fridge and a microwave.
Right. Which is what I did.
And they said no.
And they were like, no.
Really?
We don't have a refrigerator.
Should bring it with us next time.
Can you imagine? I mean, it'll fit in my suitcase.
No, we can't. We couldn't. So, yeah. get one of those like college dorm room little small like yeah. $60 fridges.
Why not?
Just bring that with you.
Why not? Why not?
With everything else you're wheeling in.
All in all, Laughlin, will I be back? Sure will.
Yeah, absolutely.
Sure will.
Mm-hmm. Not I mean, for the food, though.
No, you don't go for the food. No, you just go for the, I don't know what you go for.
For the detox, for the getaway. The getaway.
For the getaway.
The little bit of slow things down because you can't go fast if you wanted to.
Sure. I mean, you ain't never
And lie. Your cell phone will have no reception.
Oh my gosh.
And your cell phone will not know what time it is because it's on the Colorado River. So it does not know whether you are on Pacific or on Arizona time.
Which
this time of year is fine.
Sure.
But when it's not daylight savings.
Sure.
Bring an analog watch is all I can say.
I mean, it fucked me confused. Up the whole time. It fucked me
I brought a watch and then it died.
What happened to that watch?
I don't know.
Did you figure out?
No, I just put it, I haven't looked at it since. That
That's
requires
a good watch.
Yeah, I'll fix it, maybe.
All right. Well.
Probably
on
not.
On that note, Laughlin.
Mm-hmm. All right, Laughlin. We'll
go to Laughlin. Check it out. Yeah. It's fun. It's fine.
So, yeah.
Here we are.
So eventually, I do promise, we do have an episode with Becky we're going to do.
Yeah, and we'll talk about food, food.
At some point.
Maybe. I don't know. Is everybody enjoying that we're just...
Maybe. Maybe our fan will tell us. So when I watch my show, I'll comment.
Fuck off! I'm going to tell you right now, I think I enjoy just the random...
The random rant?
Yeah.
Well, good luck. That's what's coming in the next episode.
Okay. Mm. Oh. Oh, bitch, you're right.
I'm really actually
I'm going to need another cocktail for that one.
Yeah. But, all right. Okay. Well, hurry up. Bottoms up.
No, bottoms up. Done. Oh, on that note, bottoms up. Already here. No, I'm kidding.
Tell your friends.